Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning continues with Tefillah Kehilchosa Birchas HaTayra. The Halacha teaches us that Birchas Ahava Rabba Shalifnei Kriyas Shema Shachris. We know that we say Ahava Rabba is part of the Birchas Kriyas Shema in the morning when we recite the Shachris Tefillah, the Shachris at prayer. So the din is, the rule is, Poteres Milivarech Birchas HaTorah. In a situation where a person did not recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning, per the regular normative structure of how we say brachas in the morning, so you can rely on the recitation of the tefillah of Ava Rabba. That tefillah of Ava Rabba, assuming you have the right kavana, the right concentration, have it in mind, that exempts a person from having an obligation to go back and to recite Birchas HaTorah. That counts as if it's Birchas HaTorah. However, there's one very important condition, and that is that when you recite Ava Rabba in the morning, so then it's b'tanai. What's tanai? That it's on condition that if it's going to be that this tefillah is going to count in the stead, in the place of Birchas HaTorah formal, then nonetheless it's going to be said on condition, on tanai, shalomdim afilu ma'at miyad im siyum hatefillah l'shem mitzvahs limud. Assuming though that the condition that you set forth in reciting this tefillah is that you're going to learn Torah immediately right after you finish your davening. And it's not just Stam you're going to learn, but it's L'Shem Mitzvahs Limud. Now, of course, that has a lot of different explanation. Every time a person learns Torah, it should be L'Shem Mitzvahs Limud. It should be V'Agisa B'Yayimam V'Layla V'Harevna, etc. You should really do it with a sense of Hislavus. But it's on condition not that you've said it without a fulfillment, but you have to say it in the fulfillment, as we've mentioned previously, over Lasiyos, and you say the bracha that permits the action, that which makes the fulfillment of whatever bracha is said, that it's a birchas hamitzvah, or even a birchas hananin. Person says a bracha, and that bracha is followed by the deed, by the action, by the maisa. It has to be the shem mitzvahs limud. So if you rely on Ava Rabba, so then as soon as davening is over, so you have to learn specifically to juxtapose the bracha, the Ava Rabba, the birchas haTorah component, and the actual limud itself together. Now, so much is it that it's powerful, the Ava Rabba, that Veshuv, the poskim right, Veshuv, lo yitztarech livarech kol hayom kula kedin hamivarech habrachos atzman. A person would not have to then go back after davening and recite. You would think that maybe I have to say a proper Birchas HaTorah. The answer is I don't. It counts. It counts in such a strong way that it's as if you would have said the bracha in the regular, normal order. That's this din. L'chadchila, though, noting, though, that we see that you can count Ava Rabba's Birchas HaTorah, ein lismoch al Birchas Ava Rabba. One cannot be cavalier or lax and think that since I know this din and Ava Rabba works, that I'm not going to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, noting that I'm going to just daven anyway, Shachris, so let me just have it count as part of Birchas HaTorah. Shema yishkach lilmod. Maybe a person, even though he knows that he has to make a tanai and learn, maybe he's going to forget to learn. Va'alkein yesh lizor livarchan lifnei atfila. Nonetheless, because of that being the case of a possibility, a person should be conscientious and careful, scrupulous to recite the brachos, the bracha, Birchas HaTorah, specifically before davening. And actually, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the comments, he writes that what this means, and there's a nafka mina in halacha, but we'll see how this plays itself out, that we see that it's so important that even though you know you can rely on Ava Rabba, Mishnah Berurah says, Alkein gam ham uchal lebeis haknesses. Let's say a person's running late and they come to shul after a shul has already started and they're already in the Pesukah de Zimmer, or they're already holding by Birchas Krishma, mikom makom yoimer tchila Birchas HaTorah. Maybe one would think that I should, you know, say Ava Rabba and have that count. That's b'di'evid. L'chadchili should still say Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because by saying Birchas HaTorah, so then you don't have the same issue, you don't have the same problem. Asok b'divrei Torah is all-encompassing, and it's Shalom Al Yisrael. So it's best for a person to say Birchas HaTorah and the accompanying psukim that follow the bracha itself, then you have over Las Yoson, and only to rely on this b'shas doichik in a situation of dirabonon, a situation of b'dievet, rather something that is less likely to be identified as l'chadchila, as ideal. And even in a situation where a person was late to Beis HaKnesses, you should say Birchas HaTorah first. All right, we'll stop here. Continue with this topic. Imir Tz Hashem, please God, next week. I wish everybody a wonderful evening and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.